simply know the best barbecue at Blueville. Blueville Nursery is located at the corner of Sini Drive and Anderson in Manhattan.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. In studio, I have Sarah Mueller and Judy Gardner of Fort Riley Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. I'm Brady Bowman, just sort of looking at the rest of the show. Kathy Dawes and Ken Scroggs of Hope Ranch will be in at around 9:30. Then to close out the show, I'll have some folks from Flint Hills Job Corps in. But right now, we're talking about Fort Riley MWR. This is the first full summer for the renovated Custer Hill Aquatic Park and Adventure Park to be open all season. Also, the Custer Hill Aquatic Park featuring water slides, a lazy river, zero depth entry, and a climbing wall that opened at the end of June last summer. The Adventure Park features zip lines, rope courses, archery, foot golf, climbing wall, and more. That opened last August. The Adventure Park uses the land that was once the Fort Riley Golf Course. And Judy, talking about the aquatic park, lazy river, zero depth entry, what does that mean?
It basically starts from zero water, and our pool goes all the way to 12 feet deep. So it's a gradual slope that people can just walk in.
Oh, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing at any aquatic park is probably the lazy river, actually.
Right. And the people do like to float around in the little channel that we have, and it's probably the funnest feature of the entire facility.
And it opened at the end of June last summer, so we're talking a brand new facility with a lot of bells and whistles.
Right, absolutely. And we've also added some of our own fun things this season. We have a log roll up there, so it's kind of fun to watch the people try to balance themselves on top of it and not fall into the water.
And is it like the Adventure Park as far as who can take part and who can check it out?
We are just open to active duty soldiers and their families and guests, and also for DOD civilians and their families.
As far as the programs you offer at the pools, I'm sure there's some programs, some training and swimming lessons, that sort of thing.
Right. We always have a lot of things going on. Year-round, we offer lifeguard training classes. A highlight of the summer is a lot of water American Red Cross swimming lessons. We also have American Red Cross water safety instructor classes. We have adult swimming lessons. Another new activity that we have going on is the Boga Fit and Boga Yoga classes. So Saturday mornings at 9 and 10 o'clock, we have Boga Fit and Yoga Fit classes going on up at Custer Hill Aquatic Park.
Okay, I've heard of yoga, but Boga.
Yeah, it's basically Boga on a floating board in the pool.
Okay, that's yes. Where the B comes into play then.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Lifeguards, are you all staffed on lifeguards, or are you still needing some?
Well, we are pretty well staffed for this season. We are always hiring lifeguards, though, because there are a lot of young kids that are high school age, college age, so continuously throughout the year we're hiring lifeguards.
So as far as the credentials there, really kind of open, the same credentials that, say, a city pool or anybody else would, same qualifications you're looking
for? Yes, we're looking for certified lifeguards, and we just do those training classes all year long.
So all year long. As far as when the aquatics facilities are open, is it all year long or is it just through summer?
The Custer Hill Aquatic Park opened Memorial Weekend, and we're planning to be open through September 30th. And then we move our operations to the indoor facility, and we're open year-round there. Right now, the Eyster Pool is open just for lap swimming, 0500 to 9 in the morning, 11 to 1, and 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Brady Bowman here with Sarah Mueller and Judy Gardner of Fort Riley Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. You know, I asked Sarah what her favorite activity about the Adventure Park was. Do you have a favorite part of the Aquatic Center?
For me, I personally enjoy going off the diving boards. And I probably don't do too many flips anymore, but I still like to dive. And I like the lazy river, and I'm also a lap swimmer. So we have some lap lanes up there as well for people who like to come up and lap swim outdoors.
So you're more brave than me because I'm scared to death of diving boards and that whole thing. I just know it'd be disastrous if I tried it.
Oh, I could probably help you out and teach you how to dive.
Okay. Do you have a background in that? Did you do swimming and diving in like high school or whatever?
Well, I don't have that personally, but I just rekindled a love of swimming when I reached my almost 40s.
So, oh, I wasn't going to put you at that at all.
Well, thank you for that. But I rekindled my love of swimming at that time and just enjoy sharing that with other people. So I became a swim instructor, a lifeguard instructor, and just recently became a water safety instructor or a water safety instructor trainer. So I can now teach people how to become water safety instructors.
What's probably the biggest thing that, or maybe the thing that you repeat the most when it comes to water safety, just pool safety in general, that you're telling folks probably more than anything?
Oh, gosh, just being safe around the water, you know, everything from wearing a life jacket to just teaching people how to swim, how to float, how to be safe. And I don't know, it's just rewarding to be able to teach people how to learn to swim.
And on the diving, what's the biggest safety tip you have for folks who are diving?
Go straight off the end of the diving board and have fun.
Okay. I'm there with you on the just straight off the diving board, right?
Right.
Like you just want to be right at the edge of it because the danger there, right, is like
right.
Hitting the board, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, we don't want to hit the board and we don't want to dive over to the edge of the pool. And we want to just go safely into the water without hurting ourselves.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind if I ever find the courage to go ahead and jump off a diving board. I'll at least know a couple of those things. So
just go straight off the end.
You've already helped. You may have saved a life already.
So. All right, that's good.
Brady Bowman here with Sarah Mueller and Judy Gardner of Fort Riley Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, talking about the Adventure Park. We talked about that, a lot of that in the first segment, talking about the renovated Custer Hill Aquatic Park. And of course, the Adventure Park used to be the golf course, and they decided to really kind of open that up to a lot of different activities. Just got about a minute or so before we need to go to our last break and bring in Hope Ranch folks. But anything else going on at Family MWR that either of you want folks to know about?
We're going to have a watermelon crawl coming up on July 7th at 1 o'clock. So it's all things watermelon at the Custer Hill Aquatic Park. We'll be eating watermelons, smashing watermelons, and playing games with watermelons.
Nothing says summer like some watermelon activities.
Right, at the pool.
Sarah, anything you wanted to say?
Well, I was just going to add on that the aquatic center on the hill is probably a half a mile away from my place. So if you want to go get cooled off at the pool and then come out, or vice versa, get hot and do foot golf and then go cool off at the pool.
It works either way. Or if you're at the pool, you need to dry off, just go down the zip line.
There
right?
you go.
That's right.
Exactly.
Works out great. Sarah Mueller and Judy Gardner of Fort Riley MWR, thanks so much for coming in. When we come back, we'll have Kathy Dawes and Ken Scroggs and friends from Hope Ranch. More in Focus coming up on the other side of the break.